This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Key Democrats are stepping forward to support President Biden after his poor performance during the Thursday night televised debate. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
In North Carolina, a day after the debate.
I don't debate as well as I used to.
President Biden seems to have bounced back.
I know how to tell the truth.
From a stumbling, sometimes incoherent debate performance so bad, some Democratic leaders were said to be panicking. But key allies like Congressman James Clyburn are standing with Biden.
Stay the course. Chill out.
Former President Barack Obama said he too had a bad debate in 2012. And this year, the election choice is clear. Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Dingell saying Biden's stumbles were nothing compared to Donald Trump's words.
Double down on Roe versus Wade. He thought January 6th was okay.
The opposite of House Speaker Mike Johnson.
President Trump obviously did much better. He was right on the issues.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. Supreme Court has made it harder to charge Capitol riot defendants with obstruction, a charge that also has been brought against former President Donald Trump. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The justices ruled Friday the charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. Only some of the people who violently attacked the Capitol on January 6, 2021, fall into that category. The decision could fuel claims of political retribution by former President Donald Trump and his Republican allies. Special Counsel Jack Smith has said the charges faced by Trump would not be affected. The charge was enacted in 2002 in response to the financial scandal that brought down Enron Corporation. Steve Miller, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials say the pier built by the U.S. military to bring aid to Gaza is being removed due to weather to protect it. Here is Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh.
Due to high sea states expected this weekend, Central Command has removed the temporary pier from its anchored position in Gaza and will tow it back to Ashdod, Israel. As always, the safety of our service members is a top priority, and temporarily relocating the pier will prevent potential structural damage that could be caused by the heightened sea state.
While the military has helped deliver desperately needed food through the pier, the vast majority of it is still sitting in the adjacent storage yard because of the difficulty that agencies have had moving it to areas in Gaza where it is most needed. And that storage area is almost full. Anti-government protests in Kenya have left some shops, like one belonging to Francis Ochieng, in ruins. But what also lies in tatters is Kenya's plan to tackle its heavy debt burden with IMF support. Christy Kilburn from Reuters has more.
Francis Ochieng is struggling to come to terms with the damage inflicted on his business in Nairobi.
It is hard. I do not know where to start, and I have a family. I have a wife with a small child and school-going children.
Someone else likely counting the cost of the unrest, Kenya's President William Ruto. His withdrawal of support for a finance bill has complicated efforts to tackle Kenya's heavy debt burden. The IMF has urged Kenya to meet revenue targets to access more funding. But now, Kenya is shifting from raising revenues to cutting spending. Some activists say they don't trust the government won't still try to implement tax rises, and many have vowed to keep calling for Ruto to step down.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. NASA astronauts will stay at the space station longer for more troubleshooting of the Boeing capsule. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived on Boeing's new space capsule about a month ago.
I want to make it very clear that Butch and Sonny are not stranded in space.
This was the first astronaut launch for Boeing after years of delays and setbacks. NASA's Steve Stitch says engineers are troubleshooting some problems.
We'll have a little bit more work to do to get there for the final return, but they're safe on space station. Their spacecraft is working well, and they're enjoying their time on the space station.
NASA has not set a return date.
We're not in any rush to come home.
Boeing has said some leaks that were spotted during the flight are not a concern for the return trip. I'm Ed Donahue.
The governing Mongolian People's Party has won a slim majority in the country's parliament, with the opposition Democratic Party making major gains in elections. The preliminary results reported early Saturday would be a setback for the governing party. It won 62 of the then 76 seats in parliament in 2020, but this time it appears headed to getting less dominant 68 seats in parliament that has been expanded to 162 seats. I'm Alexis Strope.